This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University Interim President Martin Abraham told the Macomb City Council last month that both the university and the community must do better on issues of race. He said systemic anti-black racism plagues both Western and Macomb. Mayor Mike Inman says he agrees the city and the university can do better. He says that starts with taking every opportunity to review how they can improve.
It has to be an ongoing and a conscious effort to be not just, I'm not a racist. It has to be, I'm an anti-racist. And there's a difference. The idea being that we as a society oftentimes don't like change. Some folks embrace change very rapidly and willingly. My experience in the human condition is that we tend to be status quo. And as our communities look to evolve and grow, we cannot be status quo. We have to be able to be introspective, reflective, and say, what are we doing that we could be doing better? And the issue of race and race relations has to be at the top of that.
Is there something specific you would like to see the city do better with race relations?
We have to be more engaged and more, we have to be more, I'll use the word transparent, but you're in the news business and I think you understand and appreciate the fact that oftentimes city government does things that are reported in the media that for whatever reason folks either don't realize or recognize or understand is going on. We've got to do better. At that, if nothing else, getting what we are doing right out and so that folks can have an appreciation that we are trying to do what is best for the community and particularly about race relations. And we also have to be open to constructive criticism. Nobody likes to be criticized. But the idea that there are people that are in our community that are willing to partner with us in a positive and a thoughtful and a constructive way, we have to be, as a community and as a unit of government, willing to work with them. And we have some organizations in the community that are very much geared toward that way, and we have to be willing to work together.
You are a former law enforcement professional. What were your thoughts the first time you watched the video of George Floyd being killed by a Minneapolis police officer?
Abhorrent behavior. That's the first thing that came. It was difficult to watch. It was difficult. As a matter of fact, I didn't even get through the entire video. I'm getting a little upset talking about it. It was absolutely abhorrent. I pride myself in being objective, but there was no reason for that. And totally out of the realm of reasonableness.
Out of all of this, are you considering discussing any changes to the way policing is done in Macomb?
Absolutely, and we've already started those discussions. We've been in a series of discussions over the last year on race issues and focusing on police issues as much as we can in those discussions. They're broad, but there's a focus. So as recently as about 3 weeks ago, I'll go back and tell you that we formed a committee, myself, Dr. Abraham, formed a committee last year to address race relations and racial issues in the city called the Moving Macomb Forward Committee. With the help of Dr. Abraham, we identified key leaders in the community to be a part of those discussions. We met several times. Out of those discussions came our series of town hall meetings with Dr. J.Q. Adams, and I think you're aware of those. Those were a series of four. Quite honestly, there needed to be more. As we got to the end of last academic year and the holidays, and then suddenly we're back in session, and within a few weeks we're dealing with COVID-19, much of that was put on the back burner. So within the last 3 or 4 weeks, Dr. Abraham and I have reached out to one another. We've reconstituted that Moving Forward Committee. It's a little smaller, a little more, we'll say, nimble. We've had 3 meetings in the last 2 weeks. We've focused very specifically on police issues related to the community and how we can better work with our business community to realize that come this fall, close to 25% or a quarter of the student enrollment at Western Illinois University will be black or brown students. And the idea that those are bringing significant cultural diversity to the community, but they come with a great deal of economic power. And why and how our business community can be and should be engaging with them. And we have many businesses that do that very well. And we want to accentuate those and help the students that are coming understand the community in general, but the business community specifically is happy to have them here, wants them here, understands the value that they bring to the community. And as it relates to policing issues, look at how our police are perceived in general, but also by students who are coming here, both students who are black and other students of color, and how they're perceived and how we deal with them.
That is Macomb Mayor Mike Inman. He says the city is striving to be responsive to race-related concerns brought to city leaders and to take action to remedy racial issues. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.